There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Global Burden Bearers, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisha. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Burden Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated. On Instagram and Telegram at Global Burden Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of the ministry, Pastor Victor Onisha, bring forth God's words.
Great one, we give you praise for this afternoon. It's always a privilege to kneel behind the podium. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercies over this house. Thank you for opening the heavens for us. Thank you, Father, for that which you are set to do this year. Lord Jesus, as I teach your word this afternoon, breathe upon your word. Let the next voice that your people will hear, let it be the voice of Jesus through my mouth. We make demand that your word will come to correct. Your word will come to transform. Your word will come to edify. Lord, it's a vow, it's a commitment that the glory belongs to you. At the end of today's service, we will return the praise to you. Let Jesus alone be glorified on this mountain. Take all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. Now to your left, to your right, can you welcome somebody to God's presence? Shake hands with somebody. Welcome somebody to God's presence. Can you do it better? Shake hands with somebody. Ancient world, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open eyes, oh let the ancient world be found. Ancient world, ancient world, ever true. Welcome every one of us to God's presence. Take your seat in God's house. It's needful that we do this once and again. You will need to know the reason why we are here this afternoon. You will need to know the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. We are not just running a service. What God is doing in Global Burden Bearers, God is molding and God is shaping our lives and our destiny. One of the ways to build the lives and the destinies of men is to teach them. The only instrument that you can use to construct a man's destiny is the word of God. If a man subscribes to a teaching platform and he gives his heart to that which is being said, and that man stays under that platform, give him 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, be very, very shocked of what the word of God will do in the life of that man. So this afternoon, I came today to fulfill the assignment which I was commissioned for. God has called me as a revivalist to my generation, and he has sent me as a catalyst. So the things that I'm going to say this afternoon is aimed at pushing you to destiny. On Friday, my father was here. There's a way I position myself to receive from my father. In that service, he was not talking to anybody, he was talking to me. So if you see the posture that I was, oh God. The encounters I had on Friday, I had three definite encounters. Three definite encounters. Now, the problem that we're having is, many of us, we come for meetings like this and your heart is not open. If your heart is open, God, the way God will be speaking to you, you'll be shocked. You'll be amazed. Oh, Jesus. You need to look upon my notepad, the things that I jot down from that meeting, the things that God was saying, it was or something else. So this afternoon, people of God, open up your heart and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you through me. And I know that your life will not remain the same. That amen can be better than that. We are on a series on vision. Vision. Genesis chapter 13, verse number 14 to 15. Genesis 13, 14 to 15. Yes.
Verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward, eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
For all the land which thou seest, I will give to thee and to thy seed forever. If you can see it, I will give it to you. Vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1 to verse number 4. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 1 to verse number 4.
Verse number 1. And I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he would say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Verse 3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
The Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Just a brief recap. The reason why we do recap over and over is for the people to understand what has been said before, and just to remind us so that we can be on the same page. Is somebody getting what we are saying this afternoon? So now, we said vision is insight into God's plan and purpose for a person's life. Vision is insight into God's plan and purpose for a person's life. We said this is knowing why you are alive, knowing why you are on the face of the earth, knowing why you are alive, knowing why you are on the face of the earth. And we said vision is assessing life purpose. We said vision number 2. Vision is access to God's original intention for one's creation. Access to God's original intention for one's creation. We said assessing the mind of God for the original intention for creating one is called vision. We said vision number 3. We said vision is the inward imagination of life destination. Inward imagination of life destination. We said vision is knowing where you will be at the end of the year. Looking at this year, knowing where God is going to take you to at the end of the year. Imagine it in your heart. It's called vision. Knowing where you will be in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, is called vision. Then we said number 4, that vision is inner photograph of your future. Inner photograph of your future. This is where a man snaps his future in his mind. This is where a man snaps his future in his mind. We said it's an error to move around the face of the earth with an empty mind. An empty mind will deliver an empty future. So your mind needs to be full of vision. If you are here, say amen. Today, God is going to be buttressing on wisdom steps to fulfilling your vision. Today, I want you to listen to this with an anointing on it. Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. Our aim this afternoon is for all to understand the wisdom steps to take in order to arrive at the place called destiny. Wisdom steps to take in order to fulfill your God-given vision. By way of introduction, it is important to note that there are so many God-given visions which never saw the light of the day. So many God given vision. God gave it, but it never saw the light of the day. There are so many God given vision which never manifested, which never came to pass. Beloved, the important thing to note about vision, or the major thing to note about vision, is not all about receiving vision, but it is all about fulfilling vision. Many of us seated down here, I agree with you that you know where you are going in life. There are many of us hearing the sound of my voice. You have a vision to become a multi-billionaire. There are many of us, you have a vision that your marriage will be heaven on earth. There are a few of us ministers, you have a vision that your voice will be heard around the ends of the world. So it's one thing to receive a vision, it's another thing to fulfill the vision. The prayer I pray for you this afternoon, that which you are going to hear will make you to fulfill your God-given vision. I say it will make you to fulfill your God-given vision. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to note this. In life, those who conceive vision are many, but those who achieve vision are few. We have billions of people all over the world, and let's take the ratio of 100%. It's just 10% that fulfill or achieve their vision. What happened to the 90%? They have it on their book. What happened to the 90% of those in the world? They have some ideas of where they are going to, but they never arrived there. Many of us sitting down here, you wrote your plan, you started planning about your life since the past 5 years. This person that followed me for years, one of the things you must do is plan. Right? Meaning you come with your plan. Now, today, this afternoon, we'll be sincere to ourselves. Now, among the things you wrote down in your plans, how many have you achieved? And there's a wisdom that's lacking. And this afternoon, God is bringing wisdom our way. And I trust God that you appreciate that which God is bringing our way this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus. This is why so many conceive vision, but few achieve vision. Number one, it is because so many persons don't know what to do with the vision they have received. So many persons, they don't know what to do with the vision which they have received. I'm going this direction, but they don't know what to do about it. So it's one thing to know. It's one thing to know that this is my vision. It's another thing to know how to go about it. So we said, number one reason why so many conceive vision and few achieve vision, it is because so many, they don't know what to do with the vision they have received. They don't know what to do with the vision which they have received. Number two, reason why so many conceive vision and few achieve their vision, it is because so many persons are not willing to do what it takes to bring their vision to pass. So many are not willing to do what it takes to bring their vision to pass. I came here to stir up the heart of someone. Hear this afternoon. So many are not willing to do what it takes to bring their vision to pass. I've discovered one thing with the other religion. Those guys, they are desperate about their vision. They are desperate about their vision. They are desperate about their vision. It's we in church that we are not desperate about that which God has shown us. But this afternoon I came to stir up the heart of someone. If somebody has made up his mind and said, my destiny is to die bombing the lives of people, then you make up your mind that my destiny is to fulfill my vision. The reason why I'm alive is to fulfill the reason and the things which God has shown me for my future. That's the reason why I'm alive. Until I take the gospel around the ends of the nations, my soul will not rest. You hear me say this constantly. When a man is on assignment, death has to wait. When that man, when he has discovered his vision, that vision is what keeps him alive, and he continues running with the vision until God says, you have fulfilled your vision, come home. One of the things I told God, may I not go to the grave without fulfilling my dreams and my visions in life. May I not go to the grave. If you go to the graveyard, it was my mother that said, the graveyard is the richest place in the whole world. Because there are people that died with so many visions. Those visions never manifested, but they died. Somebody pray 1 minute. May I not go to the grave with all the things that God has shown me? May I not go to the grave with my vision? May I not go to the grave with my vision? May I not? In Jesus' mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Take your seat in God's house. The grave, you will not see me until I fulfill my vision. It should be your prayer every day. The books I needed to write, I must write them. The souls that needed to be saved must be saved. The lives I needed to use my money to sponsor, I must sponsor them. The houses and the mansions I needed to build, I must build them. The churches that I needed to build from foundation level to roofing level and to furnish it, I must build them. So the grave, you will not see me. I'm a man of vision. So here it is. There's what to do to fulfill vision. There's what to do. There's what to do. Oh, Jesus. God's servant said, Reverend Dr. Mark, by the blood flips of jeeps. And he said, there's no space. There's space in my house. So there's no space. There's no space. They gave him 10 billion naira. He said, give me one. Take 9. I need the 10. There's so much things to do. Hearing the sound of my voice this afternoon, I'm looking at the faces of great men and women. And I want you to pay attention to the things that God is about to say this afternoon. You must not go to the grave with your vision. You must not. So many have gone to the grave with their vision. They arrived at heaven and God looked at them and said, look at you. And played their life on the screen. And they just did 5%. 5%. Pastor Victor Nuche, I want to do 100%. 100%. Sister, make up your mind that it will be 100%, not 5%. Brother, make up your mind. 100%, not 5%. Don't arrive in heaven and God will say, you failed me. When the Bible said the book were open, meaning every man's work is just, God is taking account, is taking record. This is what I know, that in my teenagehood, I refuse to waste my life. In my 20s, I refuse to waste my life. Now I'm in my 30s. I refuse to waste my life. There is what to do to fulfill your vision. Yes, your vision is bigger than you. That is why you need to know this afternoon, that there's what to do to fulfill that vision. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse number 7. Proverbs 4, verse number 7.
Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Therefore get wisdom.
Therefore get wisdom.
And with all thy getting, get understanding.
Wisdom is the most important thing, is the principal thing. Therefore, go for wisdom. Go for it. It will cost you, but please go for it. It will sip your strength, but go for it. Go for it. I read the book of Sunday Adelaja. Touch it, and it shifted my mind. It shifted my mind. It shifted my mind. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Go for wisdom. So this afternoon, you left your house because you came to get wisdom from the throne of God's grace. The wisdom you hear this afternoon, I trust God that you will appreciate it. So what are the wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision? Number one, Lay the foundation of your vision on God. Lay the foundation of your vision on God. Lay the foundation of your vision on God. In Psalm 127 verse number 1. Psalm 127 verse number 1.
Except the Lord build the house.
Except the Lord build the house.
The labor in vain that build it.
The labor in vain that builds it. Stop there. Except the Lord builds the house. What that man is doing is, he's laboring in vain. Wasted time. Except the Lord builds the house, the labor in vain that builds. Look at Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 verse 48. Luke 6, 48. Thank you, Jesus.
Verse 48.
Yes.
He is like a man which build an house and dig deep and lay the foundation on the rock.
And lay the foundation on the rock.
And when the flood arose.
And when the flood arose.
The stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock.
It was founded on the rock. It was founded on the rock. This man wanted to build his house. The Bible said he went and he dug what? He dug deep. You agree with me? That when flood invaded Makurdi the other time, so many houses that were close to the river, that what they did, they just came and they just put block and started building. Have you seen that kind of house? They didn't dig anything. They just came and just put block. Say, it's waste of time to dig this thing deep. They just. When the flood came, the first houses that started going down was those kind of houses. Because the foundation was not what? Was not laid well. One of the reasons why so many vision dies before 2 years, before 3 years. Some vision is 6 months. Some vision is 1 week. Have you seen somebody stand up with so much zeal? They say, bro, half an hour. Say, forget that thing. It was laid on sand. Sand. It was laid on sand. Bishop David Onyedepo, when God called him, hear this. There was no sound system. No keyboard, no sound system. Because someone started preaching with his mouth. With his mouth. For years before God answered him for sound system. Have you seen the picture of God's servant Adeboye? When they started this Holy Ghost convention that we talk about, if you see the numbers of people that were in that Holy Ghost convention the first time that they started, what made it to grow like this? The man has what? Vision. How do you know a vision that's laid on the rock, that has a deep foundation? It's very simple. It stands the test of time. In the next 10 years, it's still standing. Why others? Have you seen business that is only in Nigeria? That somebody will start a restaurant and it's not even stand the test of 6 months. Go to abroad, you see some restaurant 50 years. 50 years, it's still running. What is that person doing? Selling food. And it's improving it day by day. Somebody's a vision. Some persons open fashion designing shop. It has not even done 2 years. The customers have found their road to another place. Why? Person have quarreled with them. Lack of what? Vision. Have you seen a mini? We had ministries that started in Makurdi. When the forces of Makurdi, when he came again, you see, it's not about just go and post handbill online, print signboard and keep. When he comes against you, you'll be the one to approve the signboard and put and say, no, do again. Where is that guy? The guy has moved to his village. Whatever that's your vision, it must be founded on what? On God. That's the only way we know that it is on the rock. Take your seat in God's house. Hear me and hear me well. The proof that what you are building is on the rock is that it should stand the test of time. If it doesn't stand the test of time, it's a waste of labor. Have you seen people that they said this ones they are gragracious? Gragracious. When it comes to the matter of vision, it's not time for you to run like a tornado. Calm down, sit down, and let it come from God. If it's not from God, it's a waste of time. Note this. We say lay your foundation, lay the foundation of your vision on what? On God. Now I want to breathe on that. Ensure that your vision brings glory to God. Ensure that your vision brings glory to God. Ensure that your vision is God honoring. God honoring. The vision must bring glory to God. My, your vision should be God honoring. It should be centered on God and God alone. Notice this. Your vision should be heavily relevant and earthly impactful. Heavily relevant and earthly impactful. In other words, your vision should strike a chord in heaven. Meaning when God, when he looks upon and looks at your business, he says, oh, I'm well pleased with this business. When God, when he looks from heaven and looks upon your ministry, he says, I'm well pleased with this ministry. When God, when he looks upon your family, I'm well pleased with this family. Whatever that's your vision, make sure that it is heavily relevant and it will what? Impact. Everyone around you should be impacted by that vision. If it's not on that base, it's a waste of time. Notice. Found your vision on impact. I want to talk on impact for a few minutes. Found your vision on impact. In other words, your vision should go beyond you. Beyond what I'm going to get from the ministry. Should be beyond what I'm going to get from the business. Should be beyond what I'm going to get from it. Should be beyond fame. Beyond fame. Your vision should be beyond fame. It should be beyond making a name or the applause of men. You hear people say things like, this man is doing this business. He should just wait. Very soon I will soon overtake him. I will make him to feel useless. Now his name is everywhere. My name will soon overtake him. If it's on that base, you're on the wrong foundation. Wrong foundation. So this ministry, there should no worry. I'm coming. When I'm coming, everybody will leave this ministry and join my own. It's on the wrong foundation. Wrong foundation. Say, ah! That man of God, what he has, what was the name of the car? Lexus. Me, I'm coming to Prado. When I come, have you attended all this family meeting? Where somebody stands up to talk. Then somebody brings 10,000 and says, I close his mouth. He drops 10,000 and says, I close his mouth. Then another person again that has money will bring 20,000 here. I say, I open his mouth. Now, if that is your reason of making money, if that's your vision, forget it. It should be beyond all those kind of nonsense. It should be to impact the lives and the destinies of men. One of the things I see in our generation is the crave for fame. Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be famous. You know, today Facebook have given everybody a platform to post, right? Somebody has not stayed in a place of prayer, has not even prayed for 1 year, has not even prayed for 2 years. Then he's starting up ministry today. Meaning he got the vision last night, and today he has designed the logo. He has pasted it online. I am in ministry. There are many times that people, you see apostle, you see prophet. My question is, who ordained him? And he's the senior pastor, the senior prophet. Major 102. See, when I see those things, many times I just laugh. It is the crave for fame. Want to be famous. Hear me and hear me well. Hear me and hear me well. Note this. Any vision that's beyond you will bring you to prominence. Any vision that's beyond you will bring you to prominence. In other words, any vision that's beyond you, we announce you. So there's no need of you trying to be famous. Now, when we started this ministry those days, For 5 years of this ministry, there was no handbill. Resuja, there was no handbill, right? No handbill. What was our handbill was the presence of God. When you come for a meeting, the encounter you have, you go and tell your friend will come. No handbill. When God said we should start doing handbill, but he didn't say put your picture. So there was no picture. So you just say, Pastor Victor. But today people start a ministry, before they even start, their picture is already there. Who asked you to put it? Who asked you to put it? It is a crave for what? For fame. Any vision that's beyond you, it will bring you to prominence. It will announce you. Because it is beyond you. It's beyond you. Let it be beyond you. If you are here this afternoon, say amen. Now, we need to know the major reason why we are alive. Now, hear this. The major reason why you are alive is for your life and destiny to honor God. That's the major reason. For your life and destiny to honor God. So if your life and destiny is to honor God, everything about you, your vision, everything must bring honor to God. It's not bringing honor to God, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. What measures a man's life is the numbers of people that are happy that he's alive. The numbers of people that are happy that he's alive. We're still on the note of impact. What measures my life? What measures your life? Is the numbers of people that are thanking God that you are alive. The numbers of people that are saying, blessed be God for the womb that carried you for 9 months. Blessed be God for the woman that gave birth to you. They saw Jesus. And they were blessing the womb that carried Jesus. So who is thanking God that you are alive? There's no one thanking God that you are alive. Then it's a waste of time. So let the reason be behind the business you are about doing. Let the reason be that with this business, I'm going to finance the work of God. With this business, I'm going to support the house of God. Do I have people that have the vision of building churches to the name of God? From foundation level to roofing level, you built it and you furnished it. Remember the man in Luke, that the elders, they came to Jesus. He said, Jesus, this man is worthy for you to come and heal him. Why? He has built us a synagogue. He has built us a church. One man built a church. And the elders, they were touched. I said, this man, you are sick. You should not die. The reason why you should not die is we need so many persons like you. If there's anybody to die, Mazi should die. If there's anybody to die, this other Okoro should die. Because he doesn't support anything. Now, who is praying that you should be alive? Who is praying that you should be alive? Who is praying? Who is praying? Who is praying? So many clothes in several boxes. Who have you sent it as part of your material lot? Meaning you came here to give testimony of material lot, and you have so many boxes. Somebody saw you and saw your feet that you need material lot, but you have not seen anybody fit for material lot. Impact. It all starts now. This is the ground floor for every vision. Why do you want God to help the vision to go up? Why do you want God to help you? You are a man of God. You are saying, God, I want this vision to touch the ends of the world. And God is saying, what will this vision do to my house and to the people around? Lord, I need millions. I need billions. Oh God, I want to wipe them. And God is looking at you saying, if I give you the money, what will you do with it? Even the job I gave to you, 20,000, you have not even been faithful. You have not even paid your tithe very, very well. You're just concerned about yourself. You collect the money, you go to the market and shop. Shopping. Finish it. God is watching. It all starts what? Now. It all starts now. If you're here, say amen. So let your vision be to impact the house of God. Let your vision be to work for God on the face of the earth. Let your vision be to impact your family members, your nuclear and extended family. Your nuclear and extended family. Mommy has labored for you. Daddy has labored for you. Let part of your vision be, Lord, bless me so that I can make my parents to be comfortable. Lord, bless me so that I can make my brothers and sisters to be comfortable. Lord, bless me so that I can make my wife and my children to be comfortable. Lord, bless me so that my neighbors can partake of it. There's nothing wrong that every 3 months, then with the blessings of God on your life, you bring a trailer load. Everyone on that your street, we have a share of one bag. Who will not pray for you? One bag. Then as you are giving them one bag, then you are giving them hand beads with it. You are inviting them. Who will not come? Who will not come? When you see what God said on Polentia, when you see what they are doing, when I see them, I'm very excited by the path which they are laying for us to come. That you see, when you see Dunamis Church, most of the time, you see them, they will buy transformer for the area. They will tie the road for the area. That is impact. Impact. Not with the government money. I mean, they are teaching the government what to do. Constant light. We NEPA don't near this place. We bought the wires, we bought the transformer. Don't near this street. And there's light 24/7. Build hospitals. Doctors are there. They are paying the doctors. Meaning, treat anybody that comes in. Treat anybody that comes in. While my wife was pregnant, was it destiny or wisdom? Went to the hospital. Met a guy that the wife put to bed and could not pay hospital bill. And this guy was living on our street. And anytime this guy comes back, we ask him, how's your wife now? Say, she's fine. She's with the mother. For almost 2 months, he was hiding it. We didn't know. Only for us to show up in the hospital. Then I saw the wife coming from, madam, are you sick? What's the problem? Say, I've been here for 2 months. It broke my heart. I didn't need any consultation with my wife or anybody. I went and removed my money. I said, please take this and I'll let them discharge you. 2 months, the woman was kept in the hospital. There was no money to pay. Where are the medical doctors? Where are the people that are saying, Lord, I want to be a medical doctor because of this kind of persons? That's the kind of prayer that God will answer. That jam will not keep you back. The scoop is so big, God will just raise a helper. Because this vision is all about seeing how my kingdom can move. Your vision should be founded on what? On impact. Where are the engineers that will rise? And they'll say, the reason why I want to be an engineer, I don't want any house to catch fire because somebody bought a lesser material. I mean, the house caught fire because they gave somebody money. And they gave the person the right amount of money, but he reduced it so that he can have money to put in his pocket and bought some standard materials. And while they connected everything, at the middle of the night, the house caught fire. Do you know what? Heaven is holding that man responsible for the lives of people that were lost by that fire outbreak, because he was the one that bought a lesser material. Where are the engineers that will construct a road and they will take the money and construct something solid? You see some road that we have in Nigeria, in Makurdi, before you discover what in 6 months, just that very month that they did the road, the next thing, pothole everywhere. People that pass on that road and get accident, hear this, God will hold those contractors responsible for every accident. So your vision must be what? It must be God honoring. It must be God centered. Life is all about impact. Why do we pray the way we pray as men of God? Why do we study the way we are studying? We are studying because we want the lives of men to be blessed. Oh God, constantly I prepare messages to bless your life, not to make you to be comfortable in one place. Not to come and tell you stories. Not to put oil on your head and you're not moving anywhere. Impact must be the reason why you are alive. Lord, a fresh desire for impact. Fresh desire for impact. Make that your prayer. Fresh desire for impact. I want to impact my generation. 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 Jesus, mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Take your seat in God's house. Beloved, hear this. Because as you rise, I need to give you this caution. It is very wrong to use your God-given money to open a beer parlor. In Makodi is beer parlor that is trending. You have a beer parlor, you will sell, you will make money, you will make money. Opening a center where people will come and waste away. Opening a center that's like a highway to hell is the wrongest thing you ever do in your life. Opening a club center, where people can come and dance, where people can do all kinds of things. Oh God. Opening a protest where prostitutes are kept, and you said they are just there strategically. That's nonsense of the highest order. This money, we are not trusting God to get the money to waste the lives and the destinies of men. We are trusting God for the money to impact the lives and the destinies of men. You must know this today. So anything that comes to your heart that you are trusting God, this is my vision. If it's not God honoring, please keep it aside. Then you call me now and say, Pastor, God has given us a vision. Please come for dedication. Then I arrived there as a beer parlor. Hear this. I will pour the oil to close it. I close it in the name of Jesus. I will pour the oil to close it. Many of you don't know the kind of prayers I've been praying to close down so many beer parlors in Makot. That a man will receive salary from his office. 1 month house says he will not go to the house. He goes straight to the beer parlor to go and drink. His wife and his children, they're at home. There's nothing in his house, but he's drinking. Then you as a Christian, then you go to open it. Open a club center where young people that are here to serve God. Then they are coming there to waste away their life. It's an error. So let your money and let your vision, let it be founded on God. Let it be God honoring. If it's God honoring, hear this. You have the backing of heaven. Once your vision is God honoring, you have the backing of heaven. You have the backing of heaven. One of the things I trust God to do is whatever I do on the face of the earth, let it have the backing of God. If it doesn't have the backing of God, it's a waste of time. Take your seat in God's house. So in summary on this point, ensure that your vision is God honoring. Ensure that your vision is centered on what? On impact. Ensure that your vision is centered on impact. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has for me. What God has for me, Jesus.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has for me. What God has for me.
Can you join us? Sing,
eyes have not seen.
Eyes have not seen.
And ears have not heard.
Ears have not heard.
What God has for me.
What God has for me.
What God has for me.
God has for me.
Oh, eyes have not seen.
Eyes have not seen.
Ears have not heard.
Ears have not heard.
What God has for me.
What God has for me.
Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. Number two now. Plan your vision. Plan your vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2. Listen to this with an anointing on it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2. Jesus.
Verse number 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Write the vision. The word write the vision talks of plan the vision. Plan the vision. Plan the vision. Listen to this with an anointing on it. Plan the vision. After receiving the vision in the place of prayer, after receiving all the vision, after God must have fired it in your heart, you don't, this is what I'm meant to do. After you have received it, the next thing is to what? Is to plan the vision. Note this. Plan your vision by writing down strategies on how to go about the vision. Plan your vision by writing down strategies on how to go about your vision. Strategy. Strategy. Vision is knowing what to do. It's knowing where you are going in life. It's knowing what you want to achieve out of life. But planning is knowing how. Knowing how to do it. Knowing how to go about it. Knowing how to achieve it. Hear this. There's what to do and there's how to do it. How to do it is what we call planning. How to do it. This is how to go about my vision. This is how to go about my plan. There is how to do it. Now I've discovered that the missing link is so many has vision. So many persons have vision. But no wisdom steps. No strategy on how to go about the vision. So it's one thing to receive a vision. It's another thing for you to have strategy. Hear this. The difference between you and your neighbor is the strategy that he has and you don't have. The strategy that he has and you don't have. Meaning, the difference between me and you is what I know and you don't. One of the prayers I came here to raise this afternoon is, Lord, give me strategy for my life. In planning the vision, you will need what? Strategy. So the missing link is strategy. Many have plans, but they don't know how to go about their plans. Take note of the following. Take note of the following four things. Number one, vision without planning is plain not knowing. Vision without planning is plain not knowing. Vision without planning is wasting your time and life not knowing. Wasting your time and life not knowing. So after getting the vision, the next thing is what? You plan the vision. Number two, vision without planning is dreaming without manifestation. A man that has vision and is not planning his vision, he is dreaming, and that dream will never manifest. I don't want my vision to be a dream. I want it to come to manifestation. What you need to do is what? Plan the vision. Things to note. Number three. Any great vision that does not have a working plan must fail. Any great vision that does not have a working plan must fail. There's something I call a working plan. A working plan. Something that's realistic. Any great vision, no matter how great it is, if it doesn't have a working plan, it must fail. The question is how to plan your vision. This is the crux of the matter. Because today we're going to lay the foundation of wisdom step to fulfilling your destiny. We're going to lay it on seven pillars. The crux of the matter is what I'm saying now. Planning is the hard core of vision. Planning is the hard core of vision. It's the heart of vision. Planning. How to plan your vision? Number one. How to plan your vision? Number one. Be definite about your vision. Be definite about your vision. Be definite means to be realistic. To be definite. To be realistic. To be definite. To be definite about what you want to achieve. Now, if you ask me as a person, Pastor Victor, what do you want to achieve this year? I'm trusting God that the land for this commission will be paid and the foundation will start immediately. What are you trusting God for? I'm trusting God for all kinds of crusade equipment this year. I'm definite of what I want God to do. So what about you and for your family? I am trusting God this year for a mega pharmacy. Listen. What are you trusting God for? I am trusting God that by His mercies, that the Lord will give me another car. Better one. So you must be definite. For a brother hearing the sound of my voice, I am trusting God to get married. Be definite about it. There's one thing for you to be singing married, 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 married for the past 5 years. Be definite about it this year. This year, I want to get married. As a businessman, be definite about what you want to achieve this year. I'm trusting God to invest on my business. 10 million naira, 50 million naira, 1 billion naira. Be definite about it. Be definite. Have to plan your vision number two now. Write your vision in other priorities. Write your vision in other priorities. The word priorities is the word importance, in order of importance. What should come first? What should come next? What should be number one? What should be number two? In order of priorities. In order of priorities. Alfred, please come. This is Brother Alfred. In order of priorities, Alfred is trusting God for admission to the university. Then he's asked to bring his plan book. He writes admission. Then he writes marriage this year. Then he writes a partnership this year. Now, if we are to set what I have said in order of priorities, what should he do first? Get to the admission first, brother. Go through school. When you graduate, get a job. Right? Then marry. And after you have married, then you can start doing every other thing that you want to do. So if this guy, if he stays in the place of prayer, Lord, if I don't marry this year, let thunder fire me. Heaven will just be looking at him and say, you are wasting your time. Now imagine my son destiny now. Then he comes and kneel on this altar and say, Lord, touch my daddy to give me his car key so that I can carry to school. You know what will happen? If he sits down, nobody will see him, but the car is moving. So whatever you are writing down should be in order of what? Priority. Somebody getting what God is saying this afternoon? It must be in order of what? Priorities. Now, how to plan your vision number three now? Identify the correct approach and strategy to achieving your vision. Identify the correct approach and strategy to achieving your vision. When a vision lacks the right or correct approach, the reproach can be destructive. The reproach can be destructive. Ask the man Moses. Moses had a vision to deliver the children of Israel. But on a certain day, he saw the Israelite and Egyptian, they were fighting. And the next thing, Moses just came and said, my vision is to deliver the children of Israel. So he killed the Egyptian. The news got to the king. And Moses had to flee for 40 years. 40 years. A man left his assignment for 40 years. Why? For the bankruptcy of not knowing the right thing to do. When a man doesn't know what to do, he might waste 10 years of his life, 20 years of his life. You ask him, what are you doing with your life? He said, I'm praying. I have one friend that he knows how to talk big thing. He will never do anything. My wife had to advise me and say, see, this guy, we should leave him one side. He would talk and talk and talk. So how far now? He would talk and talk. We just know him. That he will never do what he says he wants to do. This is the plan. Just wait. So when your vision lacks the right or correct approach, the reproach can be what? it can be destructive. Strategy is key to fulfilling your vision. Strategy, it is key to fulfilling your vision. You must know what to do and know the correct thing to do. You must know what to do and know the correct thing to do. Where do we get strategy from? We get strategy in the place of prayer. Number two, we get strategy from mentorship. We get strategy from the place of prayer. Number two, we get strategy from mentorship. When you go to the place of prayer, go with your pen. Lord, this is my vision. All the point men hear this. As you go to the place of prayer, as you are praying for the branch, please go with your notepad. Lord, speak to me about this branch. How to move it to the next level. You need strategy. Businessmen and women, in your place of prayer, you tell God, Lord, give me strategy on how to carry this business to the next level. There's something I have seen about businesses in Makurdi. This brother will start up his business. Before he discover, another person will just arrive at the knocks there, selling the same thing. The next person, the same thing. The same thing. The same thing. Now at that point, what will deliver you is strategy. Strategy. Singers! There are so many singers in Makurdi. What will deliver you is your own strategy. The people that if they hold the mic, you know that they are unique on their own. There's a way they come, before you know the atmosphere is already open. I have refused to be another person. I want to be Victor. So we are different by our strategy. If I give all my ministers mic to preach here, you will see different. But I have my own strategy. It is customized to me. If you are here, say amen. How to plan your vision. Number four now. Allocate time to your plans and vision. Allocate time. Allocate time to your plans and vision. Whatever you want to do in life, time allocation is very important. Whatever you want to do in life, time allocation is very important. If you truly want to achieve it, then the question is when? Which year? Which month? Which day? How I know that you are serious with your plan is when you allocate time to it. Now, as a businessman, you can decide and say, Lord, I am trusting you for the next branch of my business. Then in your plan book, you write 1st of June. 1st of June. 5 months from now, the next branch will spring up. Then you fall back to your strategy. So my strategy now is, if I save 100,000, 200,000 from my business, I should be able to start up the next branch. Hear this, don't wait for Angel Michael to come and do it. Don't wait for an angel to come and help. Your own is go ahead. Plan it. Move with it. So you write it down. Yes, amen. So allocate time for it. Allocate time for it. A brother can rise from this meeting and sit down. Look at his salary critically. My pay is 50,000, 100,000. Okay, if I save this for 2 years, I can move to my pastor. I can move to my spiritual father. Say, Daddy, I'm ready for marriage. Then he sets the date before he goes there. Daddy, pray alongside with me. In 2024, March precisely, the Saturday before the anniversary, sir, I want to walk to the altar with my damsel. Then the question is, who have you been seeing? Then he calls the name of the damsel. Okay, let's be praying so that God can bother her with so many visions. Meaning 2 years from now, and the brother begins to save, anything that comes around, he says, no, my marriage. He's focused. Ask Emeka how he went about it. He was focused. to allocate what? Time. You hear elderly people say, anything that has a date must come to pass. Anything that has a date must come to pass. So the reason why your plans have not come, no date. See, there's a way you set date that you cannot sleep. You cannot, hey! If you are sleeping, before you discover 1 hour you have slept all your sleep, you have slept everything. Then you look at the time, then you cannot. What is? The guy is being bothered with vision. Vision is moving around, he's praying, he's strategizing, he's putting plans down. Time what? Allocation. Destiny is time sensitive. Note it. Destiny is time sensitive. Destiny is time sensitive. If you are here, say amen. Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. Number three now. We said number one, lay the foundation of your vision on God. And we said number two, plan your vision. So now we are on number three. Run with your vision. My status is changing. No more decline. I'm on my way to better days. My status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. My status is changing.
My status is changing.
There's no more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better days.
Wisdom steps in fulfilling your vision. Number three, run with your vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2.
Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
That he may run that readeth it. That he may run that readeth it. Receiving the vision and planning the vision will not make any sense if you are not ready to run with the vision. One of the things I've seen in life is so many, they have received the vision. So many, they have strategy, but they are not ready to run with the vision. They are not ready to run with the vision. They are full of excuses. Full of why the vision should not work. Full of why it cannot be possible. After receiving the vision. After planning the vision. The next thing is what? Run with the vision. Write this down. It is not possible to fulfill a vision you are not ready to run with. It's not possible to fulfill a vision that you are not ready to run with. So ensure to run with the vision you have planned. Ensure to run with the vision you have written down. I have written it down. I'm not playing. I wrote it down, so I must run with it. I wrote it down. Because I've written it down, I must run with it. I even took the plans, I took it to my spiritual father. He has blessed it, he has endorsed it. I must run with it. The devil will look at you and he will plan his strategy. You saw how they were moving around in the miracle. Mimi do and some. That is what the devil does on the constant basis. He moves around men. You have a great vision, I know. Let me discourage him. So you see, discouragement will come. The discouragement is so that you will not run with the vision. You will see obstacles. Put it. And the next, he wants to move the obstacles. But a man that's ready to. Have you seen people running this relay race? Then you see some person that falls down and they tell themselves, it's not the end of the road. Everybody's in front of me. And they stand up and they clean their body. The next thing, they continue running. Before you discover, the same person that fell down will come out and overtake the last person. He will continue overtaking. Before you discover, he will be the first or the second person. Now, could he remain there, he will not succeed. Having received the vision, the next thing is what? Run with the vision. Run with it. Excuses is one thing that makes men not to fulfill their vision. Now hear this. If you wait for everything to be right, to be normal, you will never fulfill your vision. Write it down. You wait for everything to be smooth, you will never fulfill your vision. You wait for everything to be smooth, you will never fulfill your vision. Take note of the following four things. Number one, action is key to fulfilling your vision. Action is key to fulfilling your vision. Action is key. Papa, I want to read medicine. The next thing is action, write the jam. Action, write the jam. Sir, I want a ministry that God will help me to raise the dead. The blind shall see. It's very possible. The next thing is action. The action is go to the place of prayer. Spend hours in the place of prayer. Fast your life. Study the word of God. Stay in his presence. Trust God to pay all the price. That's action steps. It's one thing to say it. Are you seeing me? God has called me at the age of 15. Now I'm 40. See, trusting God. The blind will see you one day now, one day. I will build the upstairs. One day now. What are you doing? Nothing. But I have written down the plan. No, brother. Having done that, the next thing is what? Run with the vision. If the blind must see, my news must be on the ground. I am praying, brother. Is it all about prayer? If God will not answer me, I will not leave. I will pay the price. Run with the vision. Brother, you go to your business center. You go very early, you open it and say, you like money. You say, I'm not on the face of the earth just to waste time now. I have a vision that this business will touch the ends of the world. So you are serious about it. You say, you have carried your business on your head. Yes, so I carry it on my head. You are running with your vision. You are carrying your music ministry on your head. Is it music? Yes, I'm running with the vision. It is said of Ronaldinho that every other person will leave the pitch when they finish training. This guy will stay with the ball for how many hours? Around 18 hours. It was said of Michael Jordan that he will go to the ring 18 hours. Michael Jackson. It is said that 18 hours this guy is practicing his steps. So when he comes, his legs are flexible. 18 hours! How many hours have you spent on that your vision? How many hours? God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. It is said that 18 hours this man is in active service, studying God's word or praying or writing books. 18 hours of a man's life every day is a routine. Now think about your life now. How many hours have you wasted? How many films have you watched? You can even watch the film till 4 a.m. You started watching it by 9 till 4 a.m. You say, wait a minute, time. 4 a.m., make a rest more. Ensure to what? To run with your vision. Things to note. Number 2. Vision that's not pursued can never manifest. If you don't pursue the vision, it can never manifest. For your vision to see the light of the day, you must pursue. You must run with it. Any vision that's never pursued is never possessed. Any vision that's never pursued is never possessed. Things to note number 3. Vision only gains motion with action. Vision only gains motion with action. So many visions have died in stagnation. Why? The people have not taken any step. Brother, after the service, go and take the steps. Hear this, and hear this with an anointing on it. All the businessmen and women in the house, wave your hands to heaven. Wave your hands to heaven. I do business. Wave your hands to heaven. Wave your hands to heaven. Let heaven seize your hands. And listen to this with an anointing on it. That business is expected to impact your family and your children, children, children. So carry the business on your head. The Bible said a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children, children. So a bad man doesn't leave anything for his children. I mean, the children, they come and he leaves them in poverty and suffering. Hear this. Approach your business with the mindset of this thing. I should leave it for my children, children, children. So don't play with the business. Don't play with the capital. When you want to make expenditure, hear this. Do your expenditure with wisdom. It should never temper with your capital. Run with your vision. Make the vision to work. Make it to work. Men of God, make the ministry to work. It must work. It must work. Go before God, the place of prayer. Ba 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 ba. Lord, strategy. After God has given you strategy, move. Point men, hear this. Oh God, what you need is strategy, strategy, strategy. And after you have received the strategy, make it to work. Make it. It must work. If it doesn't work, I will die doing it. I will die doing it. That was the thing I said about this ministry. That I would die doing the ministry which I'm doing. I know the terrain we are. If we're in Abuja, you'll be very shocked. We're in Lagos, you'll be very, very shocked. You know the terrain that we are. So you have to labor more in the place of prayer. Even though you don't see results, you tell yourself, I will continue pressing. It must work. Tell your neighbor, it must work. My destiny must work. It must. Brother, you have made up your mind that you must go to school. You must go to school. Wayek is playing games with you. Neko is playing games with you. Jam is playing games with you. Tell yourself, I must go to school. You continue moving until it opens up for you. I will not be tired. I won't stop. I won't stop.
See, I look just like you.
I won't stop.
I won't stop till I look just like you. I won't stop till I look just like you.
I won't stop.
I won't stop till I look. I won't stop.
Oh, I won't stop.
I won't stop till I look just like you. I won't stop. I won't stop till I look just like you.
That takes us to point number 4. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. Number 4, constantly review your vision. Constantly review your vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 2. Constantly review your vision.
Verse number 2.
Yes.
And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it.
That he may run that readeth it. The word readeth it. The word readeth is present continuous. Present continuous. That he may run that readeth it. In other words, go over the vision again and again. Notice this. Constantly subject your vision to continuous review. Constantly subject your vision to continuous review. Now let's look at the word review now. Review. Review means to assess, to evaluate a thing with the intention of making adjustment where necessary. The word review means to assess, to evaluate a thing with the intention of making adjustment where necessary. where necessary. Let's listen to this with an anointing on it now.
The word review number two is the art of carefully looking at or examine your strategy,
whether it is working or not.
Review number two is the act of carefully looking at or examine your strategy,
whether it is working or not. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain,
to break every break every chain, break every chain, to break
every chain,
break every chain, to break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain,
break every chain.
Now this is the missing link. You have planned the vision. Many of you have been running with the vision, but you have not been reviewing the vision. You have not been assessing it. You have not been evaluating it. The reason why you will need to review it is so that you can make necessary adjustments. I wrote this down, but with the look of things, I cannot achieve it. So now you shift it further. You evaluate your strategy. This strategy is not working. You see what you then do? Change your style. Another one. So you will need to change your style. Meaning, this business, I have stayed with it for 5 years, but it is not working.
God is saying, review it and change your strategy.
Importance of constant and continuous review. Importance of constant and continuous review. What are the importance of constant and continuous review? Number one, constant and continuous review helps you to make adjustments in your plans and vision where necessary. It helps you to make adjustments in your plans and vision where necessary. It helps you to look at what you have been doing, whether it is producing result or not. It helps you to look at what you have been doing, either it is producing result or not. And if what you are doing have not been producing result, you will need to find out what to do to get your desired result. It helps you to look at what you have been doing, whether it has been working or whether it has been producing result or not. And if what you have been doing have not been producing the kind of result you want, then you need to find out what to do to produce your desired result. You need to find out what to do to produce your desired result. I just have one life to live, and it must glorify you.
I am yours for all time, and for all eternity.
I just have
one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours for all time, and for all eternity.
Review helps you to check what you have been doing. Has it been producing results? If no,
you need to find out what to do that will produce the kind of result you are looking for. Note this down.
Don't die with a strategy that is not working. Don't die with it. Don't die with a strategy that's not working.
Change your strategy. Change your approach.
Don't die with a strategy that's not working.
One of the things we have done in this ministry constantly is change of our approach. Change of our strategy. Constantly. We have been changing strategy. If it's not working, then we will not die with it. We change the strategy.
If the business is not working, look at it very, very well. Change your approach. Change your approach. People, madam, I came or you were not around. Or guy, I came or you were not around. You not even there for this, your business center. It's a message. Meaning, get a test boy, get somebody. Meaning, if because of the house choice and all of that, somebody should be there on time to open the place. There should be somebody. When they come, they should meet somebody. It is not working. It's not working. Tell yourself the truth. It is not working. See, that is the door. Then you come here. Then you are pushing. I want to go out. I want to go out. Then you are here for 5 years. It's very simple. Change your strategy and open the door and enter into your next level. Change your strategy. The reason why God brought somebody here this afternoon is to open your eyes. Change your strategy. Change your strategy. So change your style. Another one. Be like that for some time. You will like this kind of thing. Hallelujah. So you need to change your what? Your strategy. If you are here, say amen. Note this. In reviewing or in doing review, you must be honest and truthful to yourself. In doing review, you must be honest and truthful to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Don't tell yourself a lie. Tell yourself the truth. If the vision is working or not. If it's not working, change your approach. Honesty is what is required when you are doing review. I intend to carry the gospel with fire to the ends of the world. But my prayer life has issues. So you look at it. What is making me not to pray? Am I possible that you are sleeping by? Okay, imagine somebody sleeping by 11. And said, I want to wake up by 12 dot. My alarm, it will wake me. If the alarm will ring and ring and ring and ring. The person will wake up by 6 and say, Jesus! Calm down. That's the name of Jesus. Calm down. What that guy is supposed to do is sleep early. 9. Then that 12 o'clock you can wake up. Change your approach. Change your approach. You're on campus. You discover that every time carry over. And oh, you are the prayer warrior. Every time. Change your approach. Balance it. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God. You are in an academic environment. Balance it. See, you'll be very shocked. You carry that tongue to exam. You didn't read anything. They are giving you the paper. You are doing. And when you just see the question, there's no one. Holy Ghost, talk to me. And Holy Ghost said, you didn't read. It's what you read that will tell you. Balance it. Change your what? Your approach. Treat your customers well. My possibility that every time you're quarrel, if you quarrel with one customer, it's a sign that so many other customers will not come. That person will tell, hey, that man wearing mouth not like basketball, he go finish you. Don't even try, not go. That woman, hey, you know, she don't take nonsense. Me man don't take nonsense. Then no go deal. Change your approach. Tell your neighbor, change your approach. What are the importance of constant and continuous review? Number 2. Constant and continuous review puts fire and passion in your heart to pursue the vision. Constant and continual review put fire and passion in your heart to pursue the vision. It puts fire. It puts passion in your heart to pursue the vision. Beloved, as you look upon the plan, fire is being ignited in your spirit. Meaning, as you carry the plan on a daily basis, this is what my life should look like. This is where I'm going in life. As you look at it, the next thing that happens in your heart is fire is being placed on your heart. Passion to pursue is being placed on your heart. Don't just write it and after January you don't open it. So this is what I do. One of my son asked me, he said, sir, with the things that happens around you are still strong. This thing will work. So it's very simple. I go to my plans, I go to my vision, and I look at it. If the man that made 7 up failed 6 times, and it was the 7th time that he won, then I will not give up so easily. So I look at the plan. Though it's not working, it must work. It will work. It will work. So passion is being restored back in my heart. So you look at your plans constantly. You look at the visions constantly. And one of the things that it does is, it imprints fire. It ignites fire in your heart. Now hear this. Whether you are close to the vision or not, whether you are achieving it or not, but when you look at the vision constantly, it plays something in your heart. One of the things I tell myself constantly is, the desires of my enemies will not come to pass. You know, there's some persons that when they see you do it, they say that gagging they do. Then you get discouraged at this point. They say, ah, we talk. We said no lady will succeed from this family. And she look how she started. She don't calm down now. We said nobody, no woman is going to rise in this family. And look how she started with so much passion. So much passion. Don't intimidate us with her passion. She don't cool now. Don't cool down. Leave her. Give her 2 years. So there are people that gave me 10 years. I'm still rising. Then they say, okay, let's shift it to 20 years. I'm still rising. Let's shift it to 50 years. I'm still rising. Because I'm going through my plans on a constant basis. So the fire is in my spirit. So the reason why your vision, the reason why the passion and the fire for your vision, the reason why it's going down, you don't review it. Check it constantly. Every morning, as you are praying, you carry your vision before you. Every week, you tell yourself. Then when you look at your vision, then you command the day. God told Job, have you commanded the day? Destiny, help us. Let it be lined up for me. I am a man of vision. I have looked upon my vision. So let it be lined up. That's how it works. So don't move around with an empty mind. An empty mind is equals what? An empty future. So when a man goes through his vision on a constant basis, he's full of vision. So what happens? As he begins to move through life, God begins to orchestrate events to collide with his destiny for him to fulfill his vision. That is how it works. If you are here, say amen. Number three, what constant and continuous review does. Number three, it gives you a good and broad understanding of the vision. It gives you a good and broad understanding of the vision. Light me, Lord. Light my candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle.
Light me,
Lord. Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord. Like a candle.
We said number three, what constant and continuous review does. We said constant and continuous review gives you a good and broad understanding of your vision. The more you look at the vision, the more you get insight. The more you get revelation, the more you get rhema on what to do. The more you look at the vision, the more you get insight. The more you get revelation, the more you get understanding on how to go about the vision. If you can look at the vision constantly, there will be insight. There will be insight. Insight. Look at the vision constantly. That's what brings insight. That's what brings fresh revelation. That's what brings understanding. You thought you understood the vision. No. When you look at it, you see so many ways on how to do it. So have you seen me when I come to pray? You see me, I lay hands on the wall. I'm commanding what should be here. As I look upon the vision, there should be several screens. So I go there, I place my hand and I pray. God, I have seen the vision I've gone through it before I came for that vision. I know what should be there. My sons that followed me were doing prophetic prayers outside, where the projection should be. And how many chairs that will be lined up outside for miracle night Sunday meetings. You continue going over the vision. So as you do constant review, you get insight, you get revelation, you get deep understanding on how to go about the vision. Note this. The more you look at the vision, the more you see so many ways to go about it. The more you look at the vision, the more you see so many ways to go about it. Businessmen and women, you agree with me. When you looked at the vision the last time, when you look at where you should be, before you discover, you told yourself that this job will not be enough, so you're looking for a better one. Because of you have looked upon your vision. So even if somebody's clapping hand for you and say, did they try you? Then your heart, you are saying, I've not started your clapping hands. Enemy of progress. Pastor Victor, you are anointed compared to what? Calm down. Read about Ketrikuma, then you will know that some of us, we are still playing. We are still on IT. We are trying to start. John Chilek laid hand on a crippled horse. The horse was crippled. Legs. Meaning he has finished laying hands on people's leg that they stood up. People on wheelchair. Then he saw a horse. That the horse was like this. And he felt sympathy for a horse. He laid hands. New leg came out. So what are you saying? There are some videos that you watch and you tell yourself, I am not fit to be called a pastor. They should call me Brother Victor. Why somebody is I'm an apostle. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Apostle, have you checked Apostle Paul? Apostle Peter? Peter is coming. And they pack the sick and put on the street. And Peter is just going. The sick are getting healed. No prayer, just moving. That's the people that we call apostle. You say you are a psalmist. David will sing and God will change his mind. David, God will change his mind. The book of Psalm are songs that David sang. I pray for everyone hearing the sound of my voice, that as you look upon your vision, the Lord will enlarge your heart to run with your vision. In the mighty name of Jesus. Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. That leads us to point number 5 now. Draw inspiration from those fulfilling and achieving vision. Draw inspiration from those fulfilling and achieving vision. No more decline. I'm on my way to better days.
My status is changing. There's no more decline. I'm on my way to better days. Oh, my status is changing.
Changing.
There's no more decline.
No more decline.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way to better days.
Draw inspiration from those fulfilling and achieving vision. To fulfill vision, you need role models. Write it down. To achieve vision, you need role models and mentors. You need role models and mentors. You draw inspiration from role models. You draw inspiration from mentors. They are the right persons you can ask how to go about your vision. They are the right persons you can ask on how to go about your vision. Question, who are your role models? Who are your mentors? Notice this. To achieve your vision, you need to be constantly inspired. To achieve your vision, you need to be constantly inspired. It was God's servant, Bishop David Onyedepo. He went to Orarobot University. And when he went to that ground and saw the things that Orarobot did, the university, the structure and everything, God's servant stood and said, if God can do it through Orarobot, God can do it through Bishop David Onyedepo. So he went back. Covenant University came up. And other universities. I think now they have like three, right? Meaning looking at what God is doing with this man, I'm inspired. He doesn't have two heads, he has one head. Somebody hearing the sound of my voice, looking at G-Max. Then, if God can raise him, God can raise him. Role models, they inspire you. When I look at Glory Dome, look at the edifice, then I know that Zion City is a possibility. We have plans of opening nursery, primary, secondary, university. So if God can do it through God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, then God can do it through God's servant Pastor Victor Onuche. So when you look at role models, you draw inspiration. So who are your role models? When I go to my spiritual father's ministry and I see all the cars packed, I tell God, Lord, you will do it through this ministry. The other time I was counting cars, about 100 plus, lined up. The boat lanes were filled with cars. You see all the top men, fuel station, you see them there. If God can do it with him, I'm under that genealogy, so God can do it with me. If God could give Reverend Dr. Mopai, brings men to his life that look at cars everywhere and is rejecting cars, meaning a day will come out rejecting private jets. You draw inspiration from your role models and your mentors. Question, who are your role models? Many of us, we don't have role models, so there's nobody to look up to. So you stay as a mediocre. They are clapping. You try. You say, say it again. Say it again. There are meetings you enter. They said, if you are a minister in the crowd, you just sit down. You just move your minister title and put it in your pocket. They are ministers. It was God's one Emerson that said, when big masquerades, when they are around, small masquerades, you sit down. You need role models. Tell your neighbor you need role models. Now, importance of mentors and role models, number one. Importance of mentors and role models. Number one, mentors helps to coach, train, and instruct you on how to go about your vision. Mentors helps to coach, to train, and instruct you on how to go about your vision. On how to go about your vision. For example, the disciples were mentored by Jesus. They stayed under Jesus, so they were mentored. So that was why they were able to turn the world upside down. 12 men, they turned the world upside down. Who mentored them? Jesus. Elisha stayed with Elijah, followed him, stayed under his mentorship. And that was why he was able to do exploits in his own day and time. Joshua stayed close to Moses. As Moses is going to the tabernacle, Joshua will join him. Mentorship. So they were able to do great things in their own day and time. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 15.
Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up
until I overflow. I want to run over.
I want to run over.
Fill me up, Lord.
Fill me up
until I overflow.
Until I overflow.
Corinthians 4 verse 15. Yes.
Verse 15. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel.
Paul said, for though ye have 10,000 instructors, the word instructor is the word mentors. The word role models. 10,000 of them, you need to have them in every field of your life. In academics, role models, mentors. In business, role models, mentors. In ministry, role models, mentors. You need them. And Paul said, you can go ahead to have 10,000 so that your destiny can be enviable. a good version of everyone you come in contact with as mentors. And when you combine the dimension, you are something else. Note this. What you are planning to do, or what you are doing or planning to do, somebody is already doing it. What you are planning to do or what you are doing, somebody is already doing it. The question is, who is that person? Identify the person and connect to that person. Identify the person and connect to that person. Identify the person and connect to that person. Note this. What you are desiring to do, someone else is already doing it. Connect, learn, and fulfill your vision. Connect, learn, and fulfill your vision. Connect, 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 connect. Don't allow pride to deceive you. Connect and learn. Connect and learn. I have mentors, and when I go to them, if one of them calls me Apostle Victor, and when he's saying it, I'm not even answering. I came for mentorship, so just leave that thing. So I sit down and I learn. Many of us, we are not ready to learn. Even to come every Sunday by two, so many of us is a big body. And this is mentorship that God is giving to us. To reshaping our life, to file our life. That business, you can do it better if you get a mentor. Now hear this. I told my son, Nandi, rise. He wanted to learn fashion designing. And I told him, don't go around any Obioma. Do you know Obioma? Patch and let the ministry move. I said, no. Learn this thing in a professional way. In a professional way. He went and learned. When he was done, he saw another person that was doing better than the person he learned. So he connected to the person and learned that dimension. Saw another person again. There was a time he went to Abuja. Then went and came back. Now if he continues with that 90 Abraham, then the star is like this. And said that is how God wants it to be. It is only Jesus that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You need to be changing on the constant. So learn new things. New things. So even in ministry, there's a way to preach. There's a way. I come here every Sunday, hellfire. And it's meaning last Sunday hellfire, this Sunday hellfire, next Sunday hellfire. Then I preach hellfire to the end of the year. Then someone will say, this fire is too much. So when you look at role models, they teach lines upon lines, precept on precept. So they teach this for this month, next month they teach this. Then you connect. Somebody getting what God is saying. There's a way to do things. If you're here, say amen. Importance of role models and mentors. Number two. Mentors and role models help to minimize mistakes. Mentors and role models helps you to minimize mistakes on your journey to fulfilling your vision. Take your seat. The mistake they are supposed to make when you meet them for mentorship. And when we talk about mentorship, it's either you're going for direct mentorship. Direct mentorship is the mentorship that you meet somebody one-on-one. You ask him a question, he replies you. He answers you face-to-face. Then, distance mentors are the ones you watch on cable. Are the ones that you can join their WhatsApp group for mentorship. That one, you are not talking with them, but the things that they are writing, you are learning from it. Mentorship through books. You buy books. You read books. You buy books, you read books. Now the other time, the mandate. I told you that we should go on it. When we read it, we saw that guy, ministry needs to move to another level. The mandate by God's servant, Bishop David Oyedepo. He explained everything about ministry. When I saw, I said, no, we can't fail again. What you don't know is bigger than you. See, you can be struggling here and this door must open. God, it must open. And you just read one light and you just saw that the door is not there. The door is here. And you just go, you just open it. This is what I've been struggling for years. That's what mentorship does to you. There are people that have cried to me that day I'm finished. And I say, what's the problem? And when they brought the matter, I said, just this thing. And I just explained 1, 2, 3. I said, ah, sir, is that easy like this? I said, go and apply. They went to apply. I said, what, sir? It worked like magic. Mentorship. Somebody came, I will kill myself. How? Kill yourself? Okay, let's know why you want to kill yourself. The person said it. When I told the person my story, he said, I will not kill myself. I said, no, now you will kill yourself. Now! He said, no, sir. No. If God has passed you through that process, so why should I kill myself? This is what I did that helped me at this season of my life. Mentorship. If you're here, say amen. The importance of mentorship and role models. Number 3. Mentorship gives you access. Mentorship gives you access. Access to information. Access to wisdom steps. Access to information. Access to wisdom steps. Access to knowledge that is beyond your age and your current level. Access. Mentorship gives you access. Access to information. Access to wisdom steps. Access to knowledge that is beyond your age, beyond your current level, beyond your educational qualification. As I round up on this point, I want to say that mentorship is shortcut to fulfilling your visions in life. Mentorship is shortcut to fulfilling your vision in life. Remember number 5, draw inspiration from those fulfilling and achieving vision. My sons that have ministries, hear this. One of the things that have helped me that I'm succeeding is very simple. I go to ask God's servant. There are things I see him do. And I ask him, sir, the truth about the matter is I don't know this, sir. Sir, how do you arrive at this result? And he gives me. He said, okay, I did this. This is it. You ask questions. That's when they will tell you. Oh God. I met one of my mentors. And when I asked him certain questions, he looked at me and said, ah, Victor. So then I said 3 things. His heart was on fire. He downloaded everything. Then he stood up from his chair and said, Kai, Victor, this is my strategy. We know what to say before you discover you have released all your strategy. The way he stood up from the chair and said, Kai. I said, ah, sir, the goal of mentorship is to give us shortcuts. You have received it. Victor, you can go now. Be a wise student. Questions. Your boss just fashion design, just cut the distance anyhow. He said, calm down. Show me how you did it. Marry somebody like my wife, you will answer 100 questions. How you do it? If you don't tell her, she will trouble you. That is how to learn. Not that, if you don't want to show me, don't leave. This is my destiny. You must show me. There's wisdom on how we know it. Hey, go and bring this thing. And as you are going to go and bring it, it's cutting it. So as you are going, you're looking what is it. Whatever you need to do, to learn, do. Someone say mentorship. Number 6. Wisdom steps in fulfilling your vision. Number 6. Be patient with your vision. And connect to divine timing. Now listen to this with an anointing on it as I begin to tie up. Be patient with your vision and connect to divine timing. Habakkuk 2, verse number 3. Habakkuk 2, verse number 3. Yes.
For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. It shall not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry.
For the vision is yet an appointed time. There's a time in God's calendar for every vision to come to see the light of the day. There's a time for it. So what you need to do is you be patient with your vision. The Bible says, though it tarries, wait for it. God, the vision is taking time. I have been laboring on this ministry. I've been laboring on this business. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come to pass. It will surely come to pass. Note this. For your vision to see the light of the day, you must be patient. For your vision to see the light of the day, you must be patient with the vision. Be patient with the vision. You must be patient with it. Things to note about being patient with your vision. Things to note about being patient with your vision. Number one, vision speaks mostly at the end. Vision speaks mostly at the end. This is why you need to be patient with the vision. This is why you need to be patient with the vision. Everybody hear me now. Let me interpret several things that you have been seeing. You had a dream. In the dream of the night, you saw your business branches in Abuja, in Lagos. You saw yourself building several skyscrapers, and it was named after your name, Imex Nigeria Limited. You saw Dominic and Sons this. You saw this, you saw that. Hear this. God will show you the end from the beginning. That's how God operates. The end from the beginning. Joseph, you are going to be a leader someday. At the age of what? 17. It took another 13 years. 13 plus 17. 30. It was at 30. So 13 years of patience, of waiting. David was anointed as a little boy, as a young boy, as a king. But he never ascended the throne. It was at 30, he ascended the throne. You need to be patient. You know what you have seen about your future. You know what this vision will produce. All you need to do is what? Be patient. Look at the scripture again. All you just need to do is what? To be patient. Say, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. There's an appointed time of God for every vision to manifest. Write it down. There's an appointed time. There's an appointed time. Note this. Many times at the beginning of your vision, it will look as if you are playing. It will look as if you are playing. But the vision will speak at the end. It will look as if you are playing. You say he's wasting his time. The people that told me that I was wasting my time. But when we started this ministry, we were all teenagers that time. That's 13 years ago. We were all teenagers. So when we're praying, da-da-da-da-da-da. Say, hey, they just do da-da-da-da-da. But today they are closing their mouths now. We went somewhere today, and the man laid his hand on our car and said, the Lord bless this car. He said, I like the things I'm seeing. But when we started this car, you guys are too zealous. Overzeal zealous. We're just patient to the vision. Come the next 2 years, the next 5 years. Come the next 10 years, we have been patient. So the vision must manifest. What you need is patient. Tell your neighbor, what you need is patient. Tell your another person, what you need is patient. Things are not about being patient with your vision. Number two, impatient can abort or stops your vision from coming to pass. Impatient can abort or stops your vision from coming to manifestation, from coming to pass. Impatient can stop it. The problem with so many of us, we are not patient. We are not patient. You hear some person say, me, I'm not patient though. I'm not patient. Just lay, I beg. It's not the work, man, only man. No, be patient with the vision. Be patient with the vision. Note this. It takes patience to fulfill your vision. It takes patience to fulfill your vision. What it takes is patience. Meaning you continue going to your business center. Continue going to your business center. Continue going to your business center. Just continue. Continue doing the ministry. Continue doing the ministry. The partners will come. It's just a matter of time. Continue doing the ministry. The partners will come. Just continue. When Abraham was impatient, he gave birth to Ishmael. You can see the problem that Ishmael have caused us. All the problem that has been happening in the country is the Ishmaelites. One mistake of a man has landed us into problem. Just being impatient. The wife just told him, he just agreed. Meaning he has been eyeing Hagar. How will you just agree like that? Impatient. One of the prayers I pray for somebody is that you will not be impatient. A man was digging gold. He knew that there was gold in the land. And this guy was digging. Yes, was digging. He didn't see any gold. He was already close to the gold. He said, Kai, I've dug how many years? He said, that's not gold. They just lied to me and sold the land. The person that came and bought the land just dug small and saw gold. And started selling the gold. The man that sold it heard about it. He said, I could have been patient. It's too late to cry when the head is cut off. Many of us, we are close to the edge of breakthrough. Just be patient with God. One of the encounters I got on Friday was the act of patience. That there are times that your heaven is open and God will not show you. You only just continue doing what you are doing and you bump into it. Be patient. Note this. Number three now. Vision only manifests for those who are waiting patiently for its manifestation. Vision only manifests for those who patiently wait for its manifestation. No matter how long you have been on the vision, just be patient for its manifestation. No matter how long you have been on the vision, just be patient. Brother, just be patient. Sister, just be patient. Continue doing the handwork. Pastor, it's not working. Just continue. When they call you for the contract, give your best. Tell yourself, this one will announce me. I've told myself, this preaching I'm preaching is what is going to take me around the globe. I will not stop doing what I'm doing. I'm on it. Somebody else, you will tell yourself, business will take me around the world. Another thing, academics will take me around the world. Focus on it. Just be patient with it. If you're here, say amen. Now, number four now, because of our time. Vision only sees the light of the day at the appointed time of God. Vision only sees the light of the day at the appointed time of God. Having done all that we said, point number one, you have laid your foundation on God. You have planned the vision. You have been running with the vision. You have reviewed the vision. You have done all that you know to do. Then just be patient with it. There's an appointed time of God. So hear this now. Hear this now. This key and cardinal. Hear this now. Give your best to what you are doing now. Give your best to what you are doing now. As you await the appointed time of God, give your best to what you are doing now. Give your best. You'll be very shocked. Ministers, as we continue giving our best to this assignment, a day will come, you will see people coming from various countries of the world. We have listened to your message. We have watched you live. We have watched you on cable. So, we are blessed by what you say. And God asks us to come and become members of the ministry. From where? I'm coming all the way from Turkey. I'm coming all the way from Dubai. I'm coming all the way from US. It takes patience. It's an appointed time of God. There was a time we didn't have any sound system. There was a time down Basel, we tell Daddy, we need power amp, we need channel mixer. Sometimes he would download it and show me. I told my son, you are full of vision. I said, this thing is in my spirit. Look at my phone, look at it. I've been praying, I've been commanding it. Now we have it live. And the next is speakers that if you drop a pin on the ground, the mic will pick it. Vision. It's just patient we need. The cars you have been desiring, a day will come. You will enter into it and you will come out of it. Remember how we used to do it? You put one leg down and before you come out. It's an appointed time of God for it. So don't kill yourself. Now number seven and last. Remember that we're building these on seven pillars. Number seven and last. Remain in faith and in prayers for the vision. Remain in faith and in prayers for the vision. Faith is a must in fulfilling vision. Faith is a must. Meaning you must believe that a day will come, this vision must manifest. If you ask me, Pastor Victor, the ministry which you are doing right now, Global Body Bearers, what is the future of Global Body? The future of Global Body Bearers is we are spreading around the 36 states of Nigeria. We are moving around the continent of the world. How is it going to happen? I have seen it in the visions of the Lord. Faith, I believe in it. It will happen. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things you are not seeing now, but you know that God will do it. What is faith? Faith is seen through the eyes of God. Write it down. Faith is seen through the eyes of God. So from the eyes of God, our branches is already everywhere. Remain in faith and in prayers for your vision. So you need to do constant prayers for your vision to be fulfilled. Look at what the Bible says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 4 now. Last scripture for today. Verse number 4.
Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith.
But the just shall live by his faith. The just talks about the righteous. What is our currency? Is faith. And listen to this with an anointing on it as I draw the curtain close. You have gotten the vision. You will plan the vision this year. You put all the strategy involved. Do everything I've said about it. Be patient with the vision. And the last thing you need to do is believe in the vision. Oh God. Meaning you stay on it because of you believe in it. All the steps you are taking because of you believe in it. This thing must deliver. This business, my children must feed from it. That day will break upon me in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years, in the next 20 years. I will be at this level by God's grace. So when you hear men of vision, you hear things like, by God's grace. By God's grace. By the strength of God, I will get here in life. Two reasons why you need to pray for your vision. Number one, because the forces of hell will come against your vision. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12, rest not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Ephesians 6, verse 12. So powers will come against your vision. Forces will come against your vision. So that is why you need to pray on the vision. Pray for your business. Don't just go and open your shop like that. After you have recognized in the night, then you have the license to open the shop. If you're not recognized, then be afraid because people are coming with charms and every other thing. While we're using the other small hall, I saw a lady that came and walked and entered into the service. While I looked upon the lady, I saw a lady sitting down. The next thing, my eyes were open the spirit. I saw a python looking at me. Python, you came for service? Yes. We came for you, sir. You came for service. I took time, I thought, when it was time for worship, when we started worshiping and the presence of God came down, the lady meandered. I mean, don't hold the mic if you have never had an encounter with God. You can die like a chicken. So that vision, for it to come to pass, you need prayers. The forces of hell will come against it. Have you seen people that they started the business? The business came to a point, the next thing was the obituary. Yes. You heard what your mentor told you. That there was a time they attacked him. He lost everything. Came down to ground level. Then he ran back to God and said, God, I've been paying my tithe. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. Then the Lord told him, he said, I'm going to bless you back. Then he started rising. What happened? A man went and did sacrifice and brought this man down. What will take you up? What will sustain you? Is prayer. Number two reason why you need to pray is because prayer is the authorized platform to invite God to your plans and vision. To invite God to your plans and vision. In summary, remain in faith. Believe in your vision. Remain in faith. Believe in your vision. Just a brief recap as we begin to pray. Wisdom steps to take in fulfilling your vision. We said number one, lay the foundation of your vision on God. What's number two? Can I hear a response? Plan the vision. What's number three? Run with the vision. What is number four? Constantly review your vision. Number five? Draw inspiration from those fulfilling and achieving vision. Number six? Be patient with your vision and connect to divine. And number seven? Remain in faith and in prayers for your vision. Rest your feet as we engage the tool of prayer. Lord, this vision, I place it on your hand. Go ahead as you pray. This is Son of Man. I place it on your heart. Somebody lift your voice as you pray. Mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Everyone, place your right hand on your chest. Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
I receive grace.
I receive
to
grace.
Run with my vision.
To run with my
I
vision.
Receive grace.
I receive
to
grace.
Give my best to my
to
vision.
Give my best.
Open your mouth as you make that your prayer. I receive grace. To run with my vision. I receive grace to give my best. Mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
Hear this. You must make up your mind not to go to the grave with your vision, but to manifest all of the things that God has shown you. You must make up your mind that you will not arrive in heaven with the things that God has put in inside of you. Say, Father.
Father.
Say, Father.
Father.
I refuse to go to the grave
with my vision.
I receive grace to fulfill my vision. Open your mouth and make that your prayer. I receive grace to fulfill my vision. Hear me before I leave your way. If you fail in life, it's not God's fault. If you fail in life, it's not my fault. As a father over this mountain, I have shown you the wisdom steps in fulfilling your destiny. If you are a good student, after this service, you go home, you open your notepad, and begin to look at it one after the other. What are the steps that I needed to take? What are the reviews I needed to do? The last prayer you are going to pray is, Father, I receive grace to pay attention
to
all the things I've learned.
I've learned in this series.
Open your mouth as you make that prayer. Mighty name of prayer.
Amen.
All eyes closed, all heads bowed. You are in this service. You know that Jesus is not happy with your life. You did one or two things within the week. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. Connect me back to God. Wherever you are in that category, you know you are struggling with one simple habit or the other. You know that Jesus is not happy with you. The trumpet sound now, you will not make heaven. Place your right hand on your chest. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. Place your right hand on your chest as I pray for you. Someone's knocking at the door. You are in this service. You want to make your way right. Place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Sister, do it from the depth of your heart. Win that war. Brother, win that war. You know that Jesus is not happy with you.
It's Jesus.
The worst thing to do is to tell yourself lies. Place your right hand on your chest as I pray for you.
It's at the door.
Place your right hand on your chest as I pray for you. Repeat after me in the crowd. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I ask for your mercy. I ask for your cleansing. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. From today, I promise to serve you with the whole of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me my sins. Thank you for accepting me. Jesus' mighty name.
Believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bearers Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.